The Frieze is a welcome diversion at sweltering Braves games. Wearing a head-to-toe leotard, the sprinting mascot races fans between innings of Atlanta's Major League Baseball games, giving fans a giant head start, and the Frieze still wins most of the time. The face behind the Frieze mask this year is Duran Dunn, a Jamaican sprinter who's competed in track and field championships around the world representing the U.S. and Jamaica. On Second Thought, producer LaRaven Taylor managed to catch up with Duran in Smyrna and brought us back this audio postcard.
I was born in Kingston, moved to Gregor Park in St. Catherine, and just used to always run to the store for every little thing that we needed to buy, and the like food and all that. My name is Duran Dunn, and I'm a track and field master's athlete, sprinter, in Atlanta. Braves beat the Frieze sprinter. I have always enjoyed running, and in fact for me, running has kept me disciplined, it's kept me motivated, it's kept me out of trouble. It's what has helped me to go through college, not have a loan, and so it's given me huge dividends in my personal life, even through today. So I still do it because I love it. You know, I want my children to see that. And then it's fitness. I feel great, I look good, and to compete at the level that I'm competing at, even at my age right now, as one of the top athletes in my age division in the world, is rewarding. The fact that I also get to do the Beat the Frieze with the Atlanta Braves is like an awesome experience, running in a stadium, you know, 40, 45,000 people with just you and one other person. You know, in the ball games.
Gets a head start, and then the Frieze tries to catch him. I mean, that's a significant head start.
Man, is this instead of the mascot race?
I love it. This guy can fly.
Looks like a young David Nelson.
A typical day for me in terms of track and field varies, so it really is not atypical. I have a program that I follow, so it's really a track and field program that is defined and based on the meets that I have to compete at and which meets are most important, like your national championship or your world meet. The difference between the sprinting and the running laps, the sprinting is a lot of, you know, it's fast twitch muscles. A lot of times sprinters are just naturally fast. They're just born that way. You can train it. You can get a little bit faster, but it's just fast twitch versus the laps is typically a little bit more slower twitch, it's more paced, it's more rhythmic, and often more distance for those type of run. But for me, I focus everything on sprinting, which is a very technical thing to do. It looks easy. You see the same Bolts of the world. You watch the movie Sprinter. It looks easy, but there is a million and 29 things that is happening between the time he goes down in the box until you get to that finishing line, and it's the same thing, all happening in that 9, 10, 11 second window. I'll move out of these strides and I'll go straight into just trying to get the body ready to go. It's actually around 93, 94 degrees out here today. So hydration is extremely important. And the warm-up is still important, even though it's really hot. I listen really to everything. Lots of reggae. The Sean Paul, the Vibes Cartel, the guys over here too, from the Puff Daddy, just whatever just kind of randomly pops up. For me, it's not even so much the world, it's just really the beat. So as long as there's a good beat, I'm good to warm up until I'm ready to take off the headphones and get down to business. All my friends and neighbors used to say, hey, you could run. Right, they used to could hear me in the house because I was running barefooted, so they used to hear my weight hit the pavement, I guess. And then I got to high school, actually, Jamaica College, one of the most prestigious high schools, for me, the most prestigious high school in Jamaica. And that's really the first time that I got into organized track and field and competing in boys jams and all that. Before that, I was doing just more recreational and sports day type of running. Top record dates back to high school, 10:48, 10:49-ish in 100 meter dash, indoor 200 meter, and this was actually at Paul Robeson in high school. I was able to get down to 21:01 indoor 200 meter. My mother left Jamaica when I was probably 10 years old and first moved to Canada. And like most Jamaicans, she went over there to work and send money back. And so it was just me and my two sisters. She did Canada for a couple of years. I then started high school. And then she moved from Canada to America and then lived in New York. And after probably about 4 or 5 years, because I finished all of high school and did CXC exams and all that, is when she made a decision and said, you're going to move here and we're going to go to college. And that's how I ended up staying here in the United States. So you think Atlanta is a city, the big city for Georgia, and there are a lot of Jamaicans that are, it's a growing population here, if you will. In fact, recently, the Prime Minister of Jamaica, Prime Minister Holness, was actually here. Keisha Lance Bottom, our mayor of Atlanta, was here as well, and I had the opportunity to have breakfast with them, talking about the increased partnership that we want between Atlanta, Georgia at large, but with Jamaica. There is a group here we call the Jam Cham, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce here in Atlanta, that helps promote the Jamaican businesses, particularly in the south side of town. So you think about Stone Mountain and Decatur and Lithonia. A lot of Jamaicans are over there. But you're also seeing a huge influx of Jamaicans here in Cobb County, Alpharetta, Roswell, in the northern kind of parts of the Atlanta metro area. So the culture is growing. We have the parades. We have the festivals here in Atlanta, the food. We have direct flights going to Jamaica. So we have a rich culture here. It's certainly not like a New York, but I would imagine 10, 15, 20 years from now, when you think about how diverse Atlanta is, the opportunities that are here, again, the busiest airport in the world, the ease to get to Jamaica, you're going to see a huge growth.
Thanks to LaRaven Taylor for that audio postcard. Music from Sister Nancy, Sean Paul, and Coffee helped create the mood. We posted a few videos of the Freeze whizzing past Braves fans that are well worth watching, and they're on our website. That's where you'll also find information on the somewhat slower-paced Peachtree Road Race, which gets underway tomorrow in Atlanta. We've got tips on where to see or to steer clear of that and other holiday weekend traffic snarls. All of that is at gpbnews.org. And as we head into the 4th of July holiday, On Second Thought producer Leighton Rowell is preparing to sprint off into the next chapter of her life. Leighton got her undergraduate degree at UGA, where she was managing editor at the Red and Black. Now she's headed to a graduate program in global media culture at Georgia Tech. pretty impressive, as was her stint as a Fulbright scholar in Brazil and internship with the AGC's investigative team. Layton has been a tirelessly creative and whip-smart colleague who we really hate to lose, but know she'll do great things in journalism. And if her bulldog colleagues can forgive her, so can we. Happy trails, Layton. And for the last time, On Second Thought is produced by Amelia Brock, Layton Rowell, LaRaven Taylor, and Jake Troyer. Jesse Neiswanger is our engineer. Our intern is Allison Krausman. Don Smith is our dean of grammar. Amy Kiley is senior producer. Sarah Shariari is managing editor for GPB News. I'm Virginia Prescott. However you celebrate, have a booming fourth.